The scripture reading for this service is
3장 2절의 말씀입니다. 위의 것을 생각하고 땅의 것을 생각지 말라. 아멘.
사랑하는 성도 여러분,
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, GCN and Malmin TV viewing audiences, let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father who has blessed us to have this church workers' devotional service. I also give thanks to all the devotees who have prepared for this service with all your hearts, minds, and souls. Dear devotees, those who love God and have faith should long for duties in church. Your heavenly glory and rewards will be different according to how well you fulfill your duties and produce the fruit. If you don't have any duty or title, you don't have anything to really work for God. Thus, those who have the hope of heaven will definitely consider their church duty precious. Today, people are much richer, affluent than before. Long ago, they sometimes had to eat something like rice porridge 2-3 times a day. But even then, just to earn a little bit more money, they exchange their duties. The duties of group leader or district leader, they get a worldly job, even though they have husbands. If they have faith and work for God, God will bless their husbands, but they don't have that kind of faith. Also, as time goes by, after you receive a title, your hope of heaven should increase. If you have increased hope of heaven, the lingering attachment for the earthly things will disappear, and you will have greater fervor for the kingdom of God. Now, I hope you will check how preciously you considered your church duty and how great a hope of heaven you have through this message. Most parts of this message apply to the full-time Levite workers, but this message applies to all the church workers. I pray in the name of the Lord that all pastors, deaconesses, deacons, senior deaconesses, and leaders who are participating in this service will perform their duties well, having the hope of heaven, thereby storing up abundant rewards. Dear devotees, those who have the hope of heaven, first of all, do not live a life of falsehood. Not everybody who seems to be leading an enthusiastic life in faith really has the hope for heaven. There are people who cheat God, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit, and even themselves. Of course, nobody can cheat the Almighty God. Here, to cheat means they don't change their heart, but they just pretend to be practicing the will of God in hypocrisy. But in most of these cases, they not only nicely and effectively cover for themselves, but they also deceive and cheat themselves. This was the case with the Pharisees and the priests at the time of Jesus. Luke 18, verses 9 to 14 is the parable of Jesus about the prayer of a Pharisee and a tax collector. The Pharisee distanced himself from others and prayed, saying, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes of all that I get. If you just hear this prayer, it seems he is leading a good Christian life, good life in faith. But his heart is evil, and he has cunningness and falsehood in his heart. He was praying that he hadn't committed any sins, and he gave the tithe, so he was confident. Additionally, Pharisees kept all the traditions of the elders, which were very complicated and difficult for ordinary people to keep. But it was not the action that came out of true love for God or from a longing for righteousness in their heart. Even the worldly people can pretend to be holy and righteous in order to earn the recognition of others and enjoy authority and honor. These Pharisees kept the traditions of the elders because they loved enjoying wealth, power, and recognition. They seemed to have great faith and righteousness in the eyes of men, but they did not cultivate goodness of heart, which is the most important thing. In their arrogance, they judged, condemned, and despised others, while at the same time, they were incapable of realizing their own evil. Because of their arrogance, they passed judgment and condemnation on the people who were good-hearted. They were repenting. They had repentant heart, but these people were passing judgment on these good people. They had put their hope not in heaven but on this earth. They had deluded themselves into thinking that it was just the deeds themselves that were seen as faith by God. And the workers, you should also think about it, whether you're thinking in the same way, pastors or Levites. There are so many people who delude themselves. So this is how they could stand before God in such self-deception and pray, saying that they were righteous, godly, and holy. However, God searches the heart. He does not desire the outward deeds that are revealed before men. He wants the righteousness cultivated in our hearts. Rather than these Pharisees who are in falsehood, God considered the tax collector who repented of his sins more righteous. Even today, there are some people who are in such a state of falsehood. They don't circumcise their hearts. They make a pretense of living by the word of God and loving their shepherd. They also make a pretense of loving and having reverence for God and also of having great faith and faithfulness. It is with such pretense that they are able to deceive others. Others might think these people are praying hard with faithfulness and that they are recognized by God and the shepherd too. Also, they may have deluded themselves into thinking that they have great faith, they love God, and they long for New Jerusalem. But they have to check the fruit they have produced to see if they shun worldly things because they really put their hope in heaven, or because they want to earn the recognition of others. If they really put their hope in heaven and love God and the shepherd, they will produce true fruits. For example, if they really love God, they will love their brothers too. They will constantly have consideration for others as they interact with other people. They won't become envious or jealous, but will rejoice when others are doing well. Even when others' faults are revealed, they will try to cover for that person. They won't become irritated just because things do not go as they want. They won't pass judgment or condemnation on others. They try to have consideration for the standpoints and hearts of others without giving them a hard time. They wouldn't hurt the feelings of others with sharp and piercing words, but treat them with a gentle heart. If they really love God and the shepherd, they will bear the fruit of loving their brothers as they love themselves. How many of you really love your neighbors, your brothers, your others as yourselves? How many of you here? Pastors, elders, wives of pastors, senior deaconesses, how many of you? In my case, as I mentioned earlier, before, many times I get betrayed by those whom I help, because I help them, because I love them as myself. So I help them. Because at the moment, it's not decided that they will betray me. I'm just helping them, seeing the present situation, if they are in need. And I help them with joy. It's not that I have so much more. I mean, I have to cut the spending on myself to help them. But I help them with joy. I'm giving it to them. It's not that I have extra to give. I'm giving my own, and I still rejoice. Why do I rejoice then? How can I be happy? Because I give them because I have something to give, because I had something to eat for myself. It's not that I had some... Because I had enough food for myself, so I could give to them. And when I help others, I'm so happy from my heart. Because the one who received my help received strength. He could escape the difficult moment. He could be strengthened. Because he can rejoice. So that joy is mine. When he becomes happy, that is my happiness. So I always look for happiness. I can make myself happy. Why should I be unhappy? Why would I have to be gloomy? You can make your own happiness. Just help somebody. Just find somebody whom you can really love from your heart, and just help them. Then you'll be happy because you can help them. Because the other person has received help, his difficult situation is resolved, and he's happy. So you can be happy too. That is to love your neighbor as yourself. Also, those who cheat God and themselves come to worship and prayer services to flaunt themselves before others. On the other hand, those who put their hope in heaven will attend because they feel joy and happiness when they are in communion with God. They are changing their hearts and bearing the fruit of true righteousness through those times. Those who put their hope in heaven will perform their duties in truthfulness too. They don't just work only to the extent to be noticed by others, or just do that which has been given to them. But they look for other things they might also be able to do. It is not true that they just do the things that the shepherd or the head of the department check. And it is not true that they will neglect the areas that nobody checks. Even though nobody questions them on their responsibility, they will perform their duties with unchanging heart, and eventually they will produce spiritual fruits. I urge you to check your heart thoroughly as to whether you had the desire to flaunt yourself before others or act deceitfully before them. I pray in the name of the Lord that in doing so, you will put your hope in heaven only and bear the fruits of truthfulness. Dear devotees, those who have the hope of heaven, secondly, will improve themselves, considering their duty precious. As you do your duties for a long period of time, you become accustomed to it. You can have confidence in your ability to do your work because you have been doing it for more than a year or two. But the problem is, when you get used to your work, there are some people who just do it as a matter of habit without making any improvements. It's the same with some housewives. When they cook, their cooking skills should improve every time. But they're the same 1 year ago, 5 years ago. Their skills are the same. It's not to point out such a thing, but I'm just telling this as an example that we have to improve in every area, every aspect. Or they just do the same work they have been doing for so many years. You shouldn't be at ease because you are confident about your work, but you have to have constant improvement, receiving wisdom through prayer. Also, if you become accustomed to a certain work, you can expand and fulfill more duties to the extent your time and abilities allow. You have to dedicate yourself continually, thinking about what you can do for the kingdom of God. That's how I live every day, my everyday life. I wanted to save more time in this past mountain prayer, and I just lived in the living room. I made a system that I can also sleep in the living room. I would sit down on the desk, I pray and read the Bible, and I study a little. And I'd read the things that I had to read, and then if I get sleepy, I just lay down and sleep a little. And I don't get sleepy usually, so I just I would spend 24 hours a day this way. It holds true in greater measure for the Levites and pastors who receive salary from the church. If you just do as little work as possible and try to enjoy your leisure time, this is the same as the worker who has buried one talent in the ground. As a worker, you have to have some improvements after a certain period of time. You should increase your capability so that you can do more and more work. You also have to improve your abilities and skills even to match the experts in the world. Suppose with your skills that you have right now, maybe after several years, you'll be left behind. You'll be so far behind comparing with the world. Like information technology, I always tell them, you have to improve your skills all the time. You have to learn from private schools, because the technology of the world is improving every time. So after 1 year, your skills will be old-fashioned, and you are using old-fashioned skills, technology. That is, and our church has to be in the front all the time. And that is why I tell the praising teams to change completely. This is not right. This cannot be going on anymore. The church spends a lot of time on praising teams. But nowadays, it's been changed completely. And when I was watching from the mountain, I always ask the camera crew to show everybody. And I've never seen anybody falling asleep in the second part of the Friday All Night service. Same with the first part service, because they sing praises, inspirational praises before the service. So in the first part, nobody is dozing off, and they all follow in the praises. We have to cast away old habits, and we have to keep on improving. The world is improving all the time. So you have to improve everything. Even the worship service, your prayer, and the performing arts committee is changing completely. So as this committee is changed, the worship will change and the prayer will change because it will be so inspirational, full of spirit. So the performing arts committee is very important. The dances, the hand motions, they all have to change. They have to be changing all the time. They shouldn't do the same thing all over every time, you know. Even in dancing, there is a great depth. And you should also learn the skills in depth. You cannot learn those high skills in a couple of years. It's not easy to acquire such skills even after so many years. So this power worship dance team, they are constantly practicing. You just watch them building a tower. Before, they wouldn't be able to raise a person with four people wouldn't be able to raise a person, but now they are doing it easily. Did you learn? Is it a new kind of skill? Before, many of them were supporting one person and they were still struggling, but this time, today, I could see that just four of them were supporting one person without any difficulty. So every time, every day, you have to improve your skills so you can touch and bless the church members. So that is why I asked them to remove the podium, the pulpit, when leading the praise. So just do as the Holy Spirit inspires you, whether to the left or to the right or to the front or into the sanctuary itself. Just do as you are inspired by the Holy Spirit. The leader has to be filled with the Spirit first. Some people, they just go around, go to the left and right, and they even turn around here. And you cannot do that if you are not filled with inspiration. Also, going into the sanctuary to the church members, it is something really nice, because if the leader goes behind, after the middle part, then they will be happier to see the leader close by. So in every aspect, we have to have improvements. Every department, every household, every workplace, every company, the broadcasting room and GCN, Manmin TV, they have to keep on improving. You have to improve your technological abilities and talents and try to become specialists in your areas. For example, those who are working in broadcasting or information technology have to continuously learn and upgrade their skills with new technology. For example, I cannot just tell them to improve their skills. Even if they want, maybe they can't afford to get a lesson or anything like that. So I'm not just telling them. I'm supporting them financially also. Supporting them to learn new skills and get the lessons. Also, with the costumes, I support them to get the new costumes every time. I don't just do it with only words. So if they get an encore request, I always get nervous that if they don't receive any encore request. I'll be so happy if they do it, because they practiced that much. So if they get an encore request, I give them some gift. and both parties will be happy. It's not that they try hard, try their best to get my gift, but they'll be happy if they get that, and they'll be strengthened and encouraged. The technology of the world is developing day by day, and if you just remain where you are, you have no choice but to fall behind. It is not just you who falls behind, but it causes great damage to the kingdom of God. It's the same with the pastors. If you just follow your routine every day, it is not really right. Nowadays they have a fashion, they have a trend to learn the word again. But even though there is no such a trend, you have to be doing it. Since the seminary school, you have to have the spiritual word in you, and you have to lead these church members. So that's why you have to constantly try all the time. You have to arm yourself with the spiritual word. How to arm yourself with the word and how you can utilize it. It's not just memorizing. How you can learn it by heart and how you can go into spirit. And how you will preach a message. You shouldn't feel burdensome about delivering a message when you arm yourself with a spiritual word. And you can learn from those who are good. And some people, they think they're doing well, even though there is no response from the church members. They're preaching very well, they think. Mistakenly think. So you have to check whether how much the church members are really touched. You shouldn't just listen to those couple of people who come and say, oh, it was gracious, I was blessed. You shouldn't just consider that as the opinion of the whole congregation. The most church members should be touched by your message. And there is a proof of that most people were touched. When I come down from the mountain prayer, the news is very quick. Senior pastor, this message was so good, this message was so gracious. And in the there were so many text messages. I was touched by this pastor, touched by this pastor, that pastor. This message was good, and I was so blessed. And even though you're not here, senior pastor, there are so many people who preach very well, so please don't worry too much. I actually shed many, many tears listening to the messages. And the church has to give me the sermon cassette tapes. And I listened to them again. And I gave thanks to God with tears. Father, thank you that there are so many pastors who preach so well, who awaken the souls, and there are pastors who are preaching even better than myself. And let there be so many more pastors who can preach this well. And I cried a lot. And I was looking for preachers. And maybe you can ask Elder Vin how much I really try to look for good preachers. And now we are getting good preachers, some of them even better than myself, who can really touch the hearts of the church members, not just a couple of people, but more than at least two-thirds of the whole congregation. And I feel rewarded for having been praying, enduring for such a long time, that even though I'm not here, there are many good pastors who can really preach well. And so you have to improve yourself all the time. The pastors, not just with the messages, also with your prayers. And these praise leaders, most of them are doing it for the first time, but they're so good. Just imagine after several months how much they will change, how much they will improve. So we have to be changing all the time. Like the word of God. If they obey from heart, God said, I will raise them, myself, if they really obey from heart. And God, it is actually happening. God is raising them himself. I was worried about this one person. It's for the first time. And talking to the those who are giving testimonies, and I was very surprised. She was so brave. And she was so bold. Maybe there was something like that seemed like a mistake, but she would just move on boldly. And I realized that is why God chose her. The leaders, I cannot call each person and teach them. So let me mention this. They have a mic, and because it is her first time, she wouldn't know how to use the mic. When she was speaking, you have to, when the other person is speaking, you have to put it on before their mouth. And when I say something, you have to bring it to yourself. But it was not, and she just kept on saying something while the mic was with the other person. So the congregation couldn't hear. So I asked them to bring one more mic for the, so the sick person, the one who was healed, they could speak, and also this leader could also speak. But at first, she wouldn't put the mic on her mouth, but soon she began to pick it up and so I thought she was sensitive and about these things, sensible. And so you have to, the leaders and praise leaders, they have to improve themselves all the time. And if those who don't receive an encore request, they should improve themselves more. Those who are already receiving encore, they should even get double encore. It's not just you who falls behind, but it causes great damage to the kingdom of God. It's the same with the administrative workers or those in performing arts. Thinking that you are doing well enough, you must not stay where you are now, within the limits of your current capabilities and education. Consider the case of singers in the world. If they cannot impress the people with something new in each album they produce, they will be forgotten by the public. Those of you who do the work of God must improve yourself physically and spiritually every day. You must not put your mind at ease and think, I was singing like this 10 years ago and I'm singing like this now, so I'll just keep on singing like this in the future as well. You have to study continuously, thinking of the ways to improve your skills. Give glory to God and endlessly touch the hearts of the church members more greatly. So these performing teams, they get lessons and they go to some famous professors too. And they always study, do research, and they learn from those who are good. They go to Pastor Sujin Lee, how to lead praises and how to lead the second part of the service. So they also go to Pastor Heejin Lee and Heejin Lee to learn more things. And also to be able to speak better, they learn how to speak, they learn about speech. And they try hard in this way. And they learn how to make their voice properly. And their five leaders, praise leaders, for the services. And these five of them, they are united together. They teach each other. And they learn good things from each other. This was good, and they learn from each other. And when we do this, the the church members liked it more, so they teach each other. So they improve all together because they don't have any envy or jealousy. So after several months, you will see their improvements. So that's why you have to keep on studying and researching. Before, they didn't do that. So they were always staying in the same place. There was no improvement. Those who are successful in the world try much harder than others. One of the best ballerinas of the world, Sujin Kang, is well known for her hours of practice. Do you know her? You heard of her? Her name? During the 10 years that her name was not well known, she practiced at least 15 hours, even up to 19 hours a day. From 15 hours, as many as 19 hours a day. Even now, although she is recognized as one of the best in the world, she practices for more than 7 hours a day. She is not the only one who tries so hard. If you observe successful business persons, scholars, or artists, you can find that nobody lives at ease in laziness. Most of these people increase the potential to achieve their dreams with effort and passion that others cannot imagine. We have an amateur baduk player. He's among the number one within the best three in Korea, Brother Ho Seung Lee. He will have to go pro. And you know how much he studies? He studies from morning until evening. He's not just studying. He also runs. Maybe he runs many kilometers a day. Maybe, I don't know whether it's 2 or 4 or 6, but because he's just sitting there playing baduk, and why does he have to run? Because you need fitness. You need to be in shape to sit there for a long time. Maybe the praise team, they have to run. So sometimes they have to clap, and sometimes it is hard, physically demanding. So maybe they have to work out. It's just baduk, which is sitting there playing with the brain, but he still runs many kilometers a day to work out. But their effort is mostly for their personal honor and personal benefit. Now, what kind of effort and passion have you been investing as you are working for the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is enlarged through your ministry, and your faithfulness will be stored up as heavenly glory and rewards. Then, isn't it obvious that you have to try harder than worldly people to improve and change yourself? If you just stay in the same spot, doing the same old thing all the time without having any improvement in your skills or knowledge, it is something shameful before God. If your singing skills remain the same as they were 1 or 2 years ago, it is something shameful too. If you have stoppage or reached a plateau in any area, you have to change it and improve yourself. We have 25 singing teams, along with many other, except the soloists. We have 25 teams. Of course, we have different grades, different rankings, because they don't try hard. So those who are in the bottom bracket, they are always at the bottom. And I have so many things to point out. And if they just stay where they are, they will have to be left out. They will have to fall behind and left out. So we have to have more numbers of teams. And such a thing shouldn't happen. They have a special praise 3 months, but the top bracket teams, they will have a special praise once in 2 months. So they will have so many other things, so they have to practice all the time. So it's not easy. It's very demanding. And so the number of teams shouldn't be decreasing, but only increasing. But some teams, they are always staying at the bottom. It's not just because they don't have enough time to practice, because they are working in the world. They're going in the course that they shouldn't be taking. If I mention one team, the artistic dance team, they used to be number one before, and after that they were caught up by Hallelujah Praise Mission, and now the number one is Power Worship Dance Team. Do you know since when Power Worship Dance Team took over the first? The Power Worship Dance Team was second all the time. And it was by a big gap, big margin. But from one time they took over, and I checked when it was. And God is so precise, and God is God of justice. He's so delicate. And they were always number two by a big margin. But the point when they caught up is when they visited my residence once, and I rebuked them, reproached them, not with anger or anything. I just raised my voice a little bit. I pointed out, you shouldn't be doing this. And they changed. After receiving the reproach, they went back and they had a meeting. We shouldn't break the heart of the senior pastor. We have to change. We have to be united. So from that day, they changed their mind. They changed their phone numbers. They wouldn't accept any calls from any man. They wouldn't talk to any man. And if any man called them, they would say it. So everybody would know. So nobody could deceive them or tempt them. They wouldn't take any calls from any men. And they would devote themselves to God completely without getting married, without having any envy or jealousy among themselves, and to be united in heart, and to have peace in everything when they have any kind of a performance. So they changed completely this way. And also they pray. They never skip daily prayer meeting. If they skip once because of something, they have to pay a fine of 30,000 won, I think. They made up their mind this way. Then they changed. And after 1 month, they took over the number one place. Their heart was changed completely. And they were so diligent in their practices. And they move like one body, one person. They eat together. They go to saunas together. So in Estonia, I see them. I saw them. That they move all the time. They move together all the time. So they're number one, and the Hallelujah Praise Mission is now number two. The artistic dance team, now they went down to the third place. But now they went down to fourth place because of the heavenly dance team. And these daughters, they please God so much, and they go up to the third place right away, even though they are newly made team. So when I see those things, I always realize the providence of God. Whether they are really God-pleasing team, So they cut off all the worldly things. The same with the worship, power worship dance team and Hallelujah Praise Mission. They cut off all the worldly things and they just focus on God's kingdom, the ministry for the church members. And they also go through trainings, very harsh trainings. These skills don't just come out. So they try to improve themselves for the kingdom of God, but some other teams, they don't. So right now, artistic dance team, they are in the fourth place. I was warning them since early 90s. You should increase the number of your team members. You have to have second generation, third generation, and you have to select more and more. If you just remain as you are, after several years, you'll just fall behind. You'll be left behind. And right now, even though you are popular right now, after 5 or 10 years, your popularity will go away. Or there has to be new members. And the same old people, they shouldn't be doing the same thing all over again, same old thing. So that's why I was telling them to recruit new members, second generation, third generation. That is why they are still in the top rank, in the fourth place. So you shouldn't just stay in the same place. But if they're... There are too many. You cannot recruit any more members if there is too much age difference and there's too much difference. So I want all the teams to have a realization through this case. If you have stoppage or reached the plateau in any area, you have to change it and improve yourself. Of course, it does not mean that the physical skills are so important that you neglect spiritual development. Even though you receive the best education and talents, those who commit sins have nothing to do with God. Those who do not pray and those who break peace cannot be used for God's kingdom. Those who have hope of heaven have faith and they live by the word of God. But if they have been really changing themselves spiritually, they must have received the guidance of the Holy Spirit to improve their physical skills as well. Even though you are lacking in some areas, it's not too late. Think about how your department can produce better fruits for the church and how you can have excellent skills in your area of charge to become the strength in God's kingdom and to benefit the church members. Become more skillful workers as you try your best and receive wisdom and understanding from above. Dear devotees, those who put their hope in heaven, thirdly, should long for spiritual things. They should long for the sanctuary of God, the Word, power, and their shepherd. How happy and joyful were you as you began to experience the spiritual realm when you came to church for the first time? You sort of lamented, saying, "Why have I only now come to this church and met this shepherd?" And you decided to dedicate yourself. You were full of thanksgiving that you could experience this part of God. You were filled with joy that you could listen to this message. Some of you cried out in prayer in the sanctuary whenever you had time, and you listened to the audio sermons for hours and hours. You waited for long periods of time just to shake hands with your shepherd, and then you were filled with joy through the rest of the week. When you received a little duty in the church, you are thankful from the heart and made up your mind to fulfill your precious duty properly. The elders nowadays, they even in cold weather, they stand in the church entrance. They shake hands with, they greet the church members and they clean the sanctuary, and the many church members are telling me the elders are so gracious. Is it true? Because I can't see everything, but I always hear. They the church members tell me that the elders have changed. They became kind, and they greet the members even in cold weather, standing there. Of course, the elders should be serving the church members. They should set a good example. You gathered in the church even after you finished work, and you knelt before God to pray as much as possible. And yet you did not say it was hard or tiring, but you were happy that you could do the work of God. How did you feel when you first became a Levite? You were thinking something like, I don't care about low salary. I wouldn't care even if I have to do laborious work. I'm happy if I can only stay in the sanctuary of God. But can you say your initial attitude is the same after 1, 3, 5, or 10 years? Of course, you should have the same attitude and even more fervor. You should consider your duty even more preciously, and your thanksgiving has to increase too. It's the same with the cell groups. The cell leader 5 years ago, and right now you're a cell leader too. You're not even a group leader. You were a group leader 5 years ago, and you're a group leader too. Nobody is going up to a district leader. Why wouldn't you be able to have double-fold revival in your cell or in your group in 2-3 years? You stay in your own in the same place because you don't have the revival. And I think it is kind of mysterious. Mrs. Lee, before opening this church, she was cell leader. She had only 5 members, and she increased it to 28 members. And how, in so many years, how can they not have any revival? If you make 3 cells, you'll become a group leader. And if you make 3 groups, you'll be a district leader. But there's nobody who is promoted to district leader. You should have improvements all the time. Those who are running the shops, running some shops, or restaurants. You shouldn't just do the same thing all the time. You have to look back on the day and checking whether you're unkind to any customer just because they didn't appear so wealthy, whether you are really kind to everybody, whether you try to remember something about that customer, whether your food is improving, whether the taste is increasing. And if you have many customers, and if you just increase the price, then you lose many customers. Look at the church dining hall. Nowadays, people are praising our church dining hall. On the opening ceremony, I had lunch at the church dining hall. And I heard many good news about the changes that took place in the dining hall when the manager was changed. And how? The taste became different. Everybody has peace with it, with everybody. And they're so kind to the church members, and the number of customers is increasing. Those who are going outside, the Levites, those who are eating outside, they would come because it is delicious. And they can eat as much as they want with the same price. They are kind. And it's clean now. And everybody is having peace. So they find working in dining hall very fun nowadays. And when one person changes, these many things change. I asked the previous manager, you should have peace. You shouldn't be giving just commands. But when the person changed, when the manager was changed, everything changed. They have peace. And he doesn't give orders or commands. Everybody has peace and they love each other. So the food is nice. Food is delicious. It's served clean and it was not as clean, but now it's very different, completely different. So I asked my secretary two things. She put some a little more sugar on those two side dishes. I wanted those two side dishes. So I asked her to send those two things to me. And when the manager was changed, the whole mood and the whole taste and everything was changed. And there are so many more church members, and there are people even from outside. And it's the same with any kind of restaurant, any kind of household. Suppose the father, the head of the family, is changed. Then if the children might think, oh, for our family, my mother is the problem. She's a senior deaconess, but she doesn't. Then if that mother changes, she should go down. She should consider herself. She shouldn't be arrogant just because she's a senior deaconess. They should change. Senior deaconess, they have to humble themselves more. They have to pray more. They have to serve more. Not seeking their own, but they have to respect their children in the Lord too. Like they would treat a brother and sister in the Lord. And just do not put the blame on the children, but the parents, you should change first. So that's why last week I was when Pastor Mi-kyung Lee was preaching, the students were so happy. The parents, here, don't you hear their clapping? How much you have to repent? They were suppressed by the parents so much until now. And Pastor Mi-kyung Lee was pointing out all those points. The students were so happy. It means you parents were doing something wrong, big time, for your children. If I ask them to keep on clapping, they will do. So the parents, I hope you will repent today in today's Daniel prayer meeting. The parents, they were just strict all the time. They were just giving commands all the time. They wouldn't understand the hearts of their children. And if they do not excel in studies, you have to find out the reason why, and you have to understand them. And you have to care for them with love so that they can do really well. If you don't understand, ask some others. So you can also, you have to make the good mood, good environment for them to study. You have to embrace them with love. I'm doing it for you because you're not doing it. I'm doing what the parents are not doing for the students, and you see that they love it. So you should consider your duty even more preciously, and your thanksgiving has to increase too. But is there any of you whose zeal has cooled down and you just work like an employee of the world working for money? Even in this world, there are people who just fill up their lethargic work hours while others are trying their best to increase their ability and become successful. These people just do the work given to them, just enough to receive the salary and go back home. Even though the church workers, the Levites, they don't even have time to go back home because they have to attend Daniel prayer meeting after work. It is a blessing. It is a blessing that you have Daniel prayer meeting. You can go to heaven without falling behind. It is the sure way, surest way, especially those who are working faithfully. It is the way to those who are working hard. They can go to New Jersey. So you shouldn't be saying, oh, I cannot rest. But what would you do if you stay at home, just watch TV and have fun with your friends and maybe you commit sins? But you can pray every night before the Father. It's something so good. They try to do as little work as possible, and they don't want to do more difficult work that requires more time and effort. They try to avoid responsibility or something cumbersome in an effort to have as much personal time as possible. If anyone works with this kind of attitude in the church, he is no different than a common laborer. You have to think about whether or not you are really beneficial to the kingdom of God, whether or not you are receiving salary from the church only to care for your personal comfort and needs, and whether or not you are of value to the kingdom of God. Even among the lay members, there are many who work for the kingdom of God, but they spend their own money and time. Considering this fact, and that you receive salary from the church, how much more time and effort should you put in to fulfill your duties? Moreover, in order to fulfill the duties in the kingdom of God, you must understand the will of God. Therefore, each department should think about the following. How many times a year does a department head and all workers come as one before the shepherd? Did each department wholeheartedly try to understand the will of the shepherd and obey it? Thinking about the things you have to do in the current flow of the church, and what kind of spiritual vision you should have for the future. You shouldn't just say, senior pastor is busy. If you really want to listen and obey, you will arrange the time and make an appointment to see me, even for a short moment. If you really consider your duty precious and have the spiritual eagerness, you will definitely come before the shepherd. In the name of the Lord in this year 2011, I urge all the departments to be united with the shepherd according to the will of God and ride on the flow of spirit as one. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, there are many excellent people in this world. They sing with angelic voices and they play the musical instruments with the talents of geniuses. They accumulate vast knowledge throughout their lives and keep abreast of state-of-the-art technology. But no matter how great the talents and achievements of the worldly people are, all these will become extinct after their earthly life. The excellent talents and the vast knowledge and skills will become useless for them. But each duty that you are fulfilling will be paid back in full as heavenly rewards. Colossians 3:1-2 says, therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. The Christ is seated at the right hand of God, so on which side would you sit? Would you be seated? Suppose you are seated on the left, then you will be called heretical, even though you are seated in the front or in the back. God doesn't say it. Our Lord, surely He sits on the right hand of God. Nobody can take away His place. But then, somebody can sit in the left, somebody who can sit in the front. There will be people who sit in the both sides of God's throne, only if they have the qualifications. And then you will find out when you go to heaven, but you will have one lower level than the throne of God. When we will have a first worship service after we go to heavenly kingdom, we'll have the first, it is like a worship service greeting each other, introducing the Lord. And there, there will be the throne of God, and there's one lower level. There will be 24 elders sitting there. And other than that, according to the rank, there are different positions for different ranks and also for the 24 elders. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. You were raised up with Christ and you have hope of heaven, and I urge you to set your minds only on the things above. Lead a life in faith without any falsehood. Improve your skills and knowledge, and long for spiritual things. I pray in the name of the Lord that in doing so, you will become the key players in leading the era of the Canaan sanctuary, and you will enjoy praises and honor in heaven. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Father God, thank you through this church workers devotional service that every worker gain realization and let us change completely. And if they received any reproach for themselves, let them be able to change and improve themselves. Let them renew themselves. Let us cast off old habits. Let us be renewed. And we can do it. And soon, preparing for the time of Canaan sanctuary, we'll have to make all the preparations. Father, we can do it. Let each department change. Let each pastor, elder, senior deacons, and all workers, let everybody change. And let all the parishes, mission groups change. Thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Let us pray for the, sick. Lay your hands on sick parts. Lord, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Give them spiritual and physical health. Show your works transcending space and time. Pastor Daniel Rosen of Israel, he will deliver the message on February 6th, Sunday, in the pastor's meeting of Crystal Forum. And they will, the Livingston Church will have a 21-day Daniel fasting from February 1st. Bless them. Verit Rosen of Israel, she will visit Cebu and Manila of Philippines on a missionary trip. Bless her and let everything go well. Pastor Sanghui Kim of India, he'll speak, have a handkerchief crusade in Garina in Uttar Pradesh state on February 5th. Bless them, missionary Batjarig of Mongolia. Let the members of Mongolia Mami Church be protected from the cold. Darima has arthritis. Boyang Delger and Erdek Chimek, let them be faithful to the kingdom of God and go into spirit. And Gang Jarik is doing a 3-day fast. Hold him and bless him. Galbadar, let him quit drinking. Rena Nikolai, give her the gift of other tongue. Sierra, let her son Jenya stop committing sins and repent and come back home. Ellen of Canada, low function of heart, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Rao Metakon of Thailand, the paralysis of the leg and foot, Lahuma of Tunisia, has a kidney failure. Wang Sin Ing, last stage liver cancer. Tung Do Sin, New Wazin, blood clot in the brain. Sang Shu Sha, cysts all over the body. Zhou Ru Iri has a headache. Heavenly Father, thank you. Let all the members, let them hear well, let them speak well, and burn all the internal organs with the fire of the Holy Spirit. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, go away. Diabetes, go away. All cancers, germs, viruses, diseases, all tumors, go away. All cysts, go away. All broken, bend all the, fix all the broken bones. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Fix them and make them whole. All the pains, go away. Father, protect them. Give them peace throughout this week. And protect all the church vehicles. We have a Lunar New Year's holiday. Let them have safe trips, safe journey to their hometowns, and let them spread the gospel to their relatives, parents, and brothers and sisters so that they can be saved. Lord, thank you. We offer this church workers' devotional service. They received many reproaches, and through those reproaches, let them change completely. Let them love God more passionately. Let them love God more. There are many departments that have to change, that definitely have to change. And Father, let them be changed. Let them become new creatures. And let them, when they, let them have the first heart when they joined the church as Levites for the first time, and let them keep on improving themselves. Let all the pastors and Levites improve themselves all the time. Let all the elders, senior deaconesses, deacons and deaconesses, and junior deaconesses, and all workers improve themselves. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.